we have maple, and we have oak, and we have, I have a little dog, a little tree in my yard. They call it, what is it? And it, the leaves are just like fish scales.
Mm-hmm.
And it has grown. I have never seen anything. When Roy got sick, he sat under that little tree. And now the body of that thing is this big around.
Gosh.
And I don't know really the proper name for it. But
uh-huh.
it's a beautiful thing. And the leaves in the fall, they'll turn the color. And then within 2 weeks, there's not one leaf left on that little tree. They all fall at once. And others will just hold on and shed and shed and shed. But I love it because I always call it Roy's little tree. His friends would visit him so much, you know, sitting under that tree.
Yeah. What about a shrub or bush that the leaves turn bright red in the fall? And it's got little clusters of berries on it.
Well, now, I have that japonica is one shrub that I have. No, I believe that japonica has a apple on it, and they tell me that it will make good jelly or things like that, but it has the most beautiful bloom on it.
Yeah.
And I have a number of those. And then I have, I guess there's 20 crepe myrtles. That's one of the most gorgeous flowers, shrubs that I've mm-hmm. ever had. Then I have, what is the other that's so pretty that I've given so much away? But it just keeps on multiplying, and it's a beautiful thing. Its
mm-hmm.
colorings are pretty, the leaves are.
What about sumac or shumac?
Yeah, there is a like that. And that's an old-fashioned name, though, for it.
Yeah.
It isn't in our modern flowers. Maybe.
What's the old-fashioned name?
You mean for it?
Yeah.
The shumac, as you say, I don't have it now because it is an old-fashioned. We have so many new shrubs now
yeah.
that are so pretty. Japonica and I have a redbud tree that's so beautiful in my yard, and then we have another that the lady I remember gave it to me in a little pitcher, and I treasured it so much, and now you can't get rid of it. It just comes up everywhere, and you really can't get rid of it. But I thought that was the most gorgeous thing I had ever had in the beginning.
Yeah. You ever heard of a sugar maple or a
yes,
sugar tree?
Yes. That's a maple. Belongs to the maple family.
Uh-huh.
But
what is that? Sugar?
Sugar maple. There is a
uh-huh.
and a sugar tree. They call it, you know, and like that. But
is that the one you tap for syrup, or do you remember?
Really, I don't know about that. But there is a snowball, and there's a hydrangea. And I raise those, and that's a shrub, and bridal wreath, and I've forgotten the names of so many shrubs that I have there in my place. I had so much room for things, you know, like that. But it is a show when those crepe myrtles bloom. I have the red and the white and the pink. And it's just, well, you just can't imagine, but they've gotten so high now they need trimming back. I intended having that done last spring, you know.
Yeah.
Not this last, but last year. But I know it must be a terrible now they've gotten so tall and all. And then I have a pine tree that's very pretty. The needles, you know, fall
yeah.
off there in my yard, and up from the house, kind of.
Okay, can you think of any kinds of bushes or shrubs or vines that make your skin break out if you touch them?
Poison oak. That's the thing that runs on the trees, you know,
mm-hmm.
poison oak. And so many people, they're just so allergic to it that they can't get near it, that it doesn't poison them.
Yeah. What about something that grows in a little bush that'll poison you? Or make your skin break out?
Really, I don't know that.
Have you ever heard of poison ivy or poison
yes,
vine?
Yes, yes. Yes, that poison ivy, the name is very familiar, but I've forgotten now just exactly.